to Oblivion. Barry Chapman, the plumbing boss, is in the house from Chapman Plumbing. And King has joined us again. He's been running around today. No, Barry.
He's been up to nonsense.
Good help is so hard to find.
You got to have your presence felt. So, you know, I had to have you guys miss me for a little bit, you know, and then I just... Poof, I reappear.
See, all the attractive people are next door. So what is on the mind of the plumbing boss today?
No, well, it's been a fabulously busy time. The guys have been running around all over the place. We've had some very interesting stormwater issues with some pipe failures and banks eroding for some of our clients, and then leaks. We've had some phenomenally amazing leaks. We've been to some clients' houses in the last week where we've gone and done a leak detection. We've repaired the leak, turned the water back on, pressure tested, check everything's right. Client phones back in the afternoon and goes, my water meter's spinning again.
Sure.
Go back to site, do another leak detection, another burst pipe located 20 or 30 meters away from the original one that we did. And the next morning, so we had one client that had three burst pipes on the infrastructure around their garden.
So this is just age-related deterioration of the pipes, and when they become pressurized after having been somewhat depressurized from a leak, another weakness goes, and so on and so forth. A bit like the electrical cables are popping.
So pressure fluctuations, as you have it through municipal feeds, your pressure fluctuates on demand. So as your demand picks up, your pressure reduces because the flow's increased, or flow demand's increased. And so that pressure fluctuation, also water cuts when guys are working on the system as well. You get air in the system. Air is the absolute devil for any piping infrastructure, because the water actually compresses the air far beyond the pipe's pressure.
I've noticed when you turn on a tap, sometimes you get an almost explosive release of pressure. Yeah.
So we've actually been to clients' houses where the water's been turned off for whatever reason, and the client opens up their kitchen sink mixer and it comes out with such velocity that it blows the spout off of the mixer.
Wow.
From us, if you are, it doesn't matter what house you're living in, whether it's a new one or an old one, just be conscious of your water meter. Know where it is, know where to turn your water off, and have a look at the thing once a week and take a reading on it. Read the numbers and go, okay, this is what my average consumption is. So that if you do read it one day and you're like 20 or 30,000 kiloliters over your general norm in a week, you know there's a problem.
Mm. And you're lucky if you do that, because, I've had experience of a burst where the only way we found out was actually squirting out of the ground eventually.
So you're lucky in that sense, because majority of the properties, I mean, we built in sand dunes, majority of the houses and along our coastline. And you can have a pipe that's sitting 300 mils underground and be spraying, and you won't see...
Just have a luxurious growth of plants in that vicinity. Avocado trees doing really well. Jolly good. You're feeding it all the time. Sure. And of course, I suppose it's fair to say that if you don't know, you don't know. But you'll soon know when you get the bill.
That's the problem. So sometimes, you know, so you get water loss cover from your Caesar water. So Caesar water, you take out an additional water loss cover on your on your bill. Please make sure that you do actually have that water loss cover on your bill. It's all of an amount of 20 or 25 rand or something like that, and it can save you the world of pain. It is an optional extra, and a lot of people don't have it, so get it. The problem with that is, like, we had a client that had massive water bill. I'm talking 65,000 rands worth of water.
Hello.
And we went to the property to go and investigate, and we walked around the property and we noticed a door tucked away at the back of the garage, overgrown, like no one had ever been there. There were bushes up against the back of the garage, and the door was locked, but I could hear water running. And we eventually got a locksmith out to open the door up, because the owner of the house, he had bought the house 3 or 4 years ago and never ever been there. And it was the staff toilet.
Oh.
And the refill mechanism in the staff toilet had failed. And it was just running full bore for in excess of a month.
Oh, my goodness.
And the issue with that is that it is not underground.
So it was just going straight down the... doing a wonderful job on the, you know, keeping the sewer flowing beautifully.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So the issue with that, it's not underground and it's not covered by your water loss insurance.
Oh, my word.
Sure. So you have a problem there. So it's very important that you as a homeowner are aware of your water points in your house and you address them, because you won't believe how many times we go to houses to go do leak detections, and the staff bathroom is the one that is neglected the most. And man, if I told you 60% of the time we went to go do a leak detection, it was a toilet that was running.
Wow.
And out of that 60%, it's probably 90% of those that we find are the staff toilet.
It's quite incredible, because you don't want to go in, and because it's personal space, you know. I suppose you're entitled to as the landlord, so to speak, but you respect your you know, the privacy of those that are on the property, and you don't want to intrude. And if someone doesn't alert you to the fact that the toilet is running, well, how would you know?
Yeah, and that's the thing. So I mean, it's all about taking ownership of your property, understanding where to turn it on, where to turn it off, where to look at your water meter, and toilets. Look at your toilets to see whether they're dribbling water or leaking.
And a pretty good idea, if you've got those rubbish fittings, maybe just get you know, change them on a reasonable basis.
100%. From a refill perspective, we use one brand of refill mechanism as a replacement. It's probably double the price of everything else.
But well worth the investment.
You put the thing in and you forget about it. You know, it's there to do its job.
No, you don't want to use those little plastic, you know, easy to get off the shelf in a hardware store. It's easy to install, and they fail regularly.
So
regularly.
The other thing that we've been picking up recently a lot as well, you know, those braided connectors, the little shiny silver thingies that connect from your angle valve up to your tap.
Flexible connector, it's called.
Yeah. So those, we've found that there's been, and how they got into the market, I've no idea. But
from Temu. And shame.
they rusting, and then rubber hose on the inside of it just balloons out and pops. Hey. And we've seen quite a number of them recently inside kitchen cupboards and bathrooms that have then flooded out into walk-in closets and bedrooms with carpets and all sorts of stuff like that. So that's another thing, just to open your cupboard up and have a look at those braided connectors, the flexible connectors, and see, are they rusted? Are they in a good condition? And if they are looking a little worse for wear, a proper SABS compliance braided hose is all of 70 or 80 rand, and rather go through and get a plumbing contractor to pop in and come and change a whole bunch for you in one go. The guys can do a lot in 1 hour.
Good advice. Marvelous advice. Now, before we wrap it, you've got a very exciting idea for a giveaway, a major giveaway.
Yes. So, you know, I've been looking at everybody out there in the market and looking at our water thing, and water security to me is such an important thing. There's people out there that need water 24/7. There's people with special needs that need access to water. There's the average human being that wants access to water. So we want to do a giveaway with a slimline tank and a pump setup linked up to your municipal feed. Obviously, it's a little site-specific, but we'll give it a budget. And if there's variations that need to happen on site, we will chat to the winning person. But, yeah, we want to give away a tank, a pump, the valve setup and the installation, valued at around 15,000 rand.
Wow.
To one of our valued listeners.
Wow.
Super. And yeah. I believe it's going to be a social media or an internet driven competition. Yes. So it'll be wonderful for you to go on to our website or our social media sites, at least. I think Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those lovely things.
Yes.
And across the board, this competition will be directing you to how, and that will be a hugely exciting opportunity for you to possibly get a not just the value of the prize, which is extreme, but also water security for in case. And, you know, in case is becoming real in our beloved borough these days. So this is good news from Chapman Plumbing, and we'll wrap it here, but this is going up as a podcast. So if you want the details, you'll be able to share the love and catch up on demand. Barry, always a lovely conversation around matters that matter when it comes to plumbing.
Keep it flowing.
Chapman Plumbing, and Barry will be back in a week's time for more.